You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Sun Coast on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Good morning, and this is the travel guy, Roy Lowy, and thank you, Scott, for that introduction. Today, we have Mr. Evan Eggers of O2Cruise.com with us, and Suzanne Wright, Stephanie Moreland, and Trevor Sadler will be with us, and we have Mr. Evan Eggers on the phone. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
Lots of things happening out there in the cruise line, in the cruise industry these last couple of days. Why don't we start with what do you want to start with?
Oh, well, you're right, and there is it's like the news of the stranger and strangest going on out there right now. We have, the pirate attack that happened late last year, to the Seabourn cruise vessel off the coast of Somalia was in the news, and people were very interested in that. And fortunately, of course, as you know, nothing bad happened to the passengers, which made it fodder for the late-night comedians. But now the U.S. Navy, just last week, seized a pirate ship off the coast of Somalia.
Yeah, I saw that. How amazing.
Yeah, if you had asked me, you know, a year ago to bet 100-to-1 odds, will there be news about pirates and the cruise industry, I would have said no, and happily taken your money to 100-to-1 odds. Little did I know that I would have lost. So last week, the U.S. Navy boarded a pirate ship in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Somalia and detained 26 people. And it turns out, and this is the U.S. guided missile destroyer, USS Winston S. Churchill. So you can imagine that these alleged pirates were in a little tiny traditional kind of a fishing vessel. It's a little decrepit-looking boat. It was on the TV news to some extent. Being pursued by a, look in the rearview mirror and see a guided missile destroyer, that's got to be a little uh-oh moment for them, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would definitely give me a rush.
And it turns out that what happened is that some pirates actually took over this dhow. So the dhow is a legitimate vessel that they themselves have been taken over by the pirates, who are then planning on using it to launch attacks. So there was an SOS sent out by a merchant vessel in the area, and the U.S. Navy, among others, responded and were able to catch these guys. So that's great. You know, hopefully they'll be able to crack down on it and just eradicate that problem. And, you know, for listeners who may not have been following the news story, the reason for the problem is that the government of Somalia has been non-existent. There has been no government in Somalia for years now. And as a result, all this lawlessness off the coast, the country itself has no way of controlling. So it's up to a multinational task force, including the U.S., to try and crack down on it.
Do something with it, yeah. How about what's the latest on the honeymooners? That's a bit of a fiasco at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, that one has turned into a cable and tabloid feeding frenzy around that story. And this is, of course, honeymooner George Smith and his wife Jennifer Hagel Smith. George is the fellow who went missing off the Brilliance of the Seas in the Mediterranean last year. And there's been so many twists and turns. Now, Royal Caribbean 2 weeks ago decided that they were tired of having their reputation impugned publicly by the attorneys hired by the families of these honeymooners. So Royal Caribbean kind of took the gloves off and started to be proactive about defending themselves. And the first thing they did is have the ship's captain come on the TV show The Abrams Report and sit down with Dan Abrams and review what he considered to be the facts. And, you know, what it boils down to is that if you really focus on what's important here, the important thing is figuring out what happened to this poor man, right?
Of course, yeah.
And that is still actively under investigation by the FBI. But all this other nonsense that's out in the media and whatnot really is somewhat beside the point. So obviously Royal Caribbean didn't cause this guy to go missing. And what the attorneys for the honeymooners have been saying is that, oh, but the Royal Caribbean assisted in a cover-up. And Royal Caribbean has made a pretty compelling case that no, they didn't. That they did everything they were asked and more. You know, they didn't destroy any evidence, hide any evidence. And in fact, so after the ship's captain came on the Abrams Report, other things that happened in close succession after that was there were allegations then. Other passengers who'd been on board the vessel with the honeymooners came out and said, well, they saw Jennifer kick George somewhere that most men would not want to be kicked, in the bar of the ship, because he perceived that she was flirting with somebody else, which she may or may not have been, and that was the last time they were seen together on the ship. Then It turns out that now other people are saying that the honeymooning couple, or at least George rather, had been drinking this alcoholic beverage called absinthe that has been illegal in the U.S. and still is illegal in the U.S. due to an active ingredient that causes kind of mild hallucinogenic effects.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and today's absinthe experts say that hallucinogen that's in there, it's almost non-existent in modern absinthe, so it's really not that big a deal. But just the fact that this became newsworthy, that they were drinking this, you know, illegal beverage in the past, you know, this is 100 years in the past, could cause people to become hallucinogenic. And now, you know, something's really reached pop consciousness when they're on Oprah. So the president of the cruise line, Richard Fain,
right,
Jennifer Hagel-Smith were on Oprah last week. I said, I'm Oprah, for Pete's sake. And then the icing on the cake is that probably the world's best forensic scientist, next to Gil Grissom on TV show CSI.
Yeah, Henry Lee.
Yeah, it's got to be Henry Lee.
Right.
I think he's probably equally talented at forensic science and equally talented at generating PR for himself.
Right.
he was invited by the family to go on board the ship. Royal Caribbean welcomed him. And just yesterday, Henry Lee was making the talk show circuit saying, yes, I was on the ship over the weekend for several hours, and we did find something that we'll turn over to authorities, but he felt that he wasn't at liberty to say what the quote-unquote something was. So people who are following the story are now waiting with bated breath to see what that might have been, to try and shed some light on whether this is some kind of accident that happened in the stateroom when George Smith went overboard, whether it was foul play or what. But that's where it stands right now. And, you know, so the FBI is still investigating, and hopefully they will find out what happened to this poor man.
Exactly. But as you say, I think Royal Caribbean has been up front from the very beginning. I don't think they tried to cover over anything. They've got too much at stake.
No, they do. And, you know, even watching the Abrams report was interesting, because even the opposing attorneys who were on there for balance with Dan Abrams and the captain of the ship, you know, they admitted in the timeline that within just a couple of hours of when this accident happened or was discovered, Royal Caribbean had reported it to the FBI here in the United States. And by happy coincidence, an FBI agent who was on vacation in Turkey where the ship was docked immediately joined the investigation. So, you know,
they were onto it from the beginning.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Now, just moving along from that, I see that NCL encountered some rough weather on the way from Tortola to New York recently.
Yeah, they did. It was, you know, it wasn't any one of these rogue wave situations or anything like that. It was garden variety heavy weather that one can experience sailing around anywhere, but particular, you know, in the Atlantic in the winter months. So it was a Norwegian Spirit, and, you know, some passengers saying, oh, it's just rough weather, and other passengers say they experienced something worse. It is acknowledged by Norwegian that at least a couple of stateroom windows were broken by waves. So certainly people had some excitement on board this vessel during this cruise.
Had to be some pretty rough weather, huh?
Yeah, to cause that to happen.
Now, of course, on to the drama of the QM2.
Yeah, the drama of the QM2. Now, of course, this is, to the press at large, this is a funny story. That the Queen Mary 2 had an unfortunate accident leaving Fort Lauderdale, I think on the 17th of January, I want to say.
Something like that.
Yeah, sailing out of Fort Lauderdale. And it nicked the side of the shipping channel, and I'm pretty sure the captain's pay is going to get docked for that, but it nicked the side of the shipping channel, causing one of its four propulsion pods, which are what modern ships use instead of just garden variety propellers, one of its four propulsion pods was knocked out of service. The impact of which is the ship had to go more slowly than expected, and in turn, as a result, had to skip several ports of call between New York and Rio de Janeiro, where this cruise ends. So the ship docks in Rio tomorrow. But some of the passengers on board have threatened that they're going to have a sit-in, refuse to disembark, because they've been dissatisfied with the response of Cunard to the situation, which is a 50% credit toward their cruise fare. And another key complaint of the passengers seems to be that Cunard should have known that this was a problem before they even left Fort Lauderdale at that point, and given people the option to get a full refund and not take the cruise, which they're alleging was an option that was not given to them.
But, of course, the ship line is saying that basically they didn't see any major problems other than obviously it would be a bit slower.
A bit slower, that's right. And, of course, the mainstream press having a field day with this, saying, you know, the most expensive and largest cruise ship currently afloat, and it's like, oh, dear, the champagne's a bit too warm, the passengers are upset.
Right.
So I certainly enjoy the mainstream press coverage of things like this.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting, and they've already stated that they're going to give them compensation. So
that's right, and it may be as a result of the publicity that these passengers have successfully drummed up, it may be they get a little more compensation than they would have otherwise. Who knows?
And, right. I think the ports of call, as we said, are St. Kitts, Barbados, and Salvador were the ones they missed.
Yep, that's right. The three ports of call that were accident. You know, certainly the passengers have a legitimate reason to be upset, and it's all a matter of deciding what's fair compensation. Hopefully they can agree with that, because I'm sure it's still an enjoyable cruise on board that ship.
As we've chatted about before, we feel the best part of the cruise is on the ship, and maybe if they just would have had an open free bar for those days, which I'm sure they probably did do something like that, I wouldn't have had any complaints.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, it all depends on your mindset. And, I agree with you, especially if you're going to be stuck on any ship, the Queen Mary is certainly a fine one to be stuck on.
Right. Now, the three Katrina, the ships that Carnival had have now going to be refurbished, I guess, and going to return to service in the spring. Is that pretty much what it's about?
Yeah, that's a good executive summary. These are the three ships that were involved in Katrina hurricane relief that were docked for rescue workers and emergency workers and some victims themselves. Are each undergoing big refurbishments following their release by the U.S. government from the Hurricane Relief Project, and all three of them will be restarting their service this spring in March and April. And it's things like, they're, in addition to totally, cleaning out everything and putting a new carpet and all the garden variety things that happen in a wet dock, they're adding in miniature golf courses, replacing ceilings, new kitchens, new beauty salons, the whole laundry list of items that are being upgraded or replaced.
Right. Now, you mentioned that in a note to me that getting the best cruise deals, the online pricing is no longer the lowest. Let's touch on that, because that's a really important issue.
Well, it is, and people, the reason why people shop for anything on the internet, anything at all, whether it's chairs, electronics, cruises, whatever, is they perceive that the internet provides as good or better deals than they can get anywhere else. And the cruise lines, and I could talk for 15 minutes on this subject alone on the pros and cons and where I think it's a little bit misguided, but the cruise lines decided they wanted to have consistency in perceived pricing. So basically, a lot of the cruise lines have implemented these policies where that price that is advertised anywhere in a newspaper, on radio, or online has to be the same, has to be an official price point.
Right.
However, a number of cruise lines, it's the case for several cruise lines that once an individual travel agent is working directly with a customer, so whether it's a storefront travel agency or whether it's somebody like us who could work with somebody over the phone or via email, once you're actually engaged with an individual customer, you're able to offer, a different price, a lower price if you want to. Whatever price that travel agency feels is appropriate. So the price that you see online is one that is required to be displayed, and if you get in touch with, your local travel agent or us or another online travel agent, you may find that a better deal is available. Now, there are a couple of cruise lines now, most notably Royal Caribbean and Celebrity, who require all the travel agents to charge the currently acceptable price, but you can offer people value adds. And it's like a different plan every week with some of these guys, because sometimes a value add could be an onboard credit. Sometimes it has to be something like a free insurance or a shore excursion. But in any case, the point being is that what you see online, just the advertised price point, is not necessarily the lowest price you're going to get. And even if that is the price you end up paying, you may well be able to negotiate for some other cool value adds if you start working one-on-one with somebody and ask for it.
Now, let's take your company, for example, O2Cruise.com. When one goes to the site, how are you dealing with this?
Well, in the case of Royal Caribbean Celebrity, we have what we call Cruise Dividends Points Program, where people earn points toward free merchandise. We have a catalog of thousands of merchandise items, all kinds of neat stuff, everything from iPods to, TVs to grills, all just, clothing, thousands of items that people earn points, and they can redeem those for this merchandise as soon as they take their cruise. In the case of some other cruise lines that require us to display an advertised price, we put a note saying, call us for extra value. We can't advertise online, which is exactly true. So, we encourage people to give us a call so we can explain this to them and what's going on.
Right, and that's the advantage of all that.
Pardon me?
And that's the advantage of an organization like yours.
Yeah, that's right. While following the rules of the cruise lines, we do whatever we can to offer people a better value, because we have enough volume and enough buying power that we can't offer better value than the vast majority of people who are selling cruises. So that is an advantage we try to bring to the fore for our customers.
Well, it's terrific. Evan Eggers, O2Cruise.com, your online superstore. Do I always get that right?
You sure do. Yeah, that's good. you do perfectly.
Evan, thank you very much, and we appreciate you taking the extra time to spend with us today.
Oh, it's always fun.
We look forward to speaking with you next week.
And hopefully we'll have no stories of pirates or people falling overboard.
Yeah, right.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, we need some good news out there.
Exactly. All right, Roy, have a good day.
Right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Evan Eggers, O2Cruise.com. You're going on a cruise, you just might want to check out his website. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Suzanne Wright. We're going to break, and hang in there.